What a match yesterday.
Yeah, apparently the Nolan Scud has struck again.
Dramatic end of the game. You see, Robin Van Persie, unbelievable.
Who fed you that name? You haven't got a clue.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Matt, who were they playing?
And I was there for this.
Di Maria with the free kick. Here it is, played across. Fleming with a header, what a save! But it's scored! Van Persie was there! Left foot, back of the net. And he is mobbed. They're all on top of him inside the penalty area. And they've made it 1-1 right at the end. Only seconds to spare. Manchester United 1, Chelsea 1.
The legend who is Paddy Querrand is with us this morning. Good morning, Paddy.
How are you?
I've got to say, Man United were kick. We were absolute kick for the majority of that game. Absolute. There's never been a luckier draw.
That's a real Glasgow one, that, actually. But I thought Chelsea were terrific yesterday. And I think if you asked any Man United fan before the game, would they have taken a draw, they'd have said yes. I said before the game, I fancied the score to be no score, actually, because I thought Jose Mourinho would come to Old Trafford, and if he went back with a point, he'd be delighted. I think he'd be very unhappy the way it finished up, actually. But it's a good... United, it's all about a confidence thing at the moment with Manchester United. I know we've had lots of injuries and some unfortunate results, but it's all a matter of confidence, and that's a big confidence booster yesterday. And inside the stadium, if you'd have heard the fans when Robin scored, it was a fantastic sound. And it was relief from the United fans. And United at the present moment are building more than anything.
Yeah, but building means we're just not good enough. We're not even a top four side, Paddy, are we?
I know, but I know that. But I think it's a rebuilding process at the present moment in time. And I think United will finish in the top four. They won't win the league. I think that's odds on Chelsea with Manchester City not far behind. But I think United will finish in the top four. And I think that will be a successful season for United. And then hopefully next year go on to bigger things.
Has Van Gaal done anything? Like, what was his tactic? Where could you see Van Gaal's tactics on the pitch yesterday?
I think yesterday, for the first time, for quite some time, if maybe most of the season, United had a back four that looked quite good at defending. Their defender's been awful this season. It's been awful.
Not on the goal they didn't.
Pardon?
Not on the goal they didn't.
Oh, the goal... Do you know, I must be the only person in the stadium that thought, when he went up to header that ball, he was heading it back across the goal. I thought that's what he was actually doing, was heading it back across the goal, Drogba, and it finished up in the back of the net. But they're a top-class side, Chelsea, there's no question about that. And it's not a team that, pardon me, has just arrived overnight. He's done a fantastic job there, the manager of Chelsea. And they're the team that everybody's going to beat, I think, for the next few years. So you're hoping that Manchester... If we can get our players back, we've got so many blooming injuries. I mean, yesterday before the game, I believe on Friday, Falcao gets injured in training. Jones gets injured just before the game. It's just a nightmare, the injury situation at Manchester United at the present moment in time. I'm making some great excuses, haven't I?
And how long does the building need to go on for? You see... Paddy, I don't know that much about football, but I want to be supporting a team that can win. I actually want to simply go and watch.
Point of view, that is a selfish point of view. You have to support your team through thick and thin. It's not just about.
I'm thinking of converting to Chelsea. I'm honestly thinking of converting to Chelsea.
That means you're not a proper Man U fan, Paddy. Let me tell you this: he's a prawn sandwich fan. The question is, though, Stephen, you've been called a scud. Did you actually stay for the entire match yesterday, or did you leave before the final goal?
Well, I was sitting, Paddy, this is a true story. I was sitting four seats down from Eamon Holmes, right?
Yes.
And I had a wee chat with Eamon at the match yesterday, and he left just before the goal went in.
When did you leave?
That's irrelevant.
You see, Paddy, this is what happened. He left before the goal as well, hence Stephen is the scud. He leaves the studio and they score.
I popped out for a burger when they scored. I was still in the stadium. This is the point. I was still in the stadium. Holmes was on his way home when Man United scored. So he's definitely the scud, Paddy. Next time you see him, give him hassle.
To be fair to Eamon Holmes has gone back to London. And if you've ever been on that M6 on a Sunday night, believe me, it's an absolute nightmare. An absolute nightmare.
Stephen, you weren't in your seat for that goal.
No,
you sat and watched the entire match, went out to feed your face, and they scored.
Because there's always a big queue. Paddy, you know the score. There's always a big queue at the burger van.
So, we don't do that during the match.
Gentlemen, stop bickering. To be fair, in actual fact, I think when you go to watch Manchester United, you don't leave. Because the same happened at West Brom last Monday as well. Goals are coming the last minute of the game.
Big exciting finish, Paddy, and he left.
I'll tell you even better than that. I brought last year's season ticket this year. I had to go get a special ticket.
Paddy, you need to tighten up security if he can get in on last year's ticket.
I tell you, are you not paying him enough to pay for a blooming ticket?
Huh? We'll not go there, Paddy. He doesn't like talking about his money.
Paddy, all the best. Thank you very much indeed. I'll be deciding whether I'm converting to Chelsea next week.